USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As you continue to celebrate your Thanksgiving, if you're heading out and about, prepare to pay more for gasoline than you have in 7 years. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.39 a gallon. President Biden announced earlier this week he would be releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. Scott Hayes with a Toledo oil refinery says a lot more can be done.
I don't think so. I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. The president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately.
Those who get reinfected with COVID-19 won't likely end up in the hospital or die from the disease. That's according to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
If it's Thanksgiving, that means... The 95th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade taking place in New York City today. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade making its way through the streets of New York today. The annual holiday event famous for parading giant character balloons, also featuring Carrie Underwood and Nelly. The appointments by President Biden continue.
A potentially history-making appointment announced by the president at the White House on Wednesday.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden and the First Lady spending their Thanksgiving at a multi-million dollar mansion in Nantucket. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're like me, after your Thanksgiving meal, there's plenty of food left over to enjoy later. Marianne Gravel is with the USDA. I asked her if it's better to put away your leftovers hot or cold.
You can do it while it's still warm. It's going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than anywhere else. If you leave it on the counter to cool down, it's only going to cool to room temperature. It still needs to get down to 40 degrees. What's important is that you, if you have a large quantity of food, a big casserole, a pot of soup, a turkey, you want it to be in smaller, shallow containers or quantities so that it will cool down quickly. It's fine to put hot food in the refrigerator. Your refrigerator has a thermostat. If the temperature should warm up, it's going to cool it right back down. But they're going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than if... And the other thing is, people call us on our meat and poultry hotline every day who have left something out to cool and forgotten about it, and now it's not safe anymore. So putting it away promptly is the safest thing to do.
Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is criticizing a new Biden administration proposal to roll back data collection on teacher-student sexual assault. Under the new proposed rule, data would not be collected on rape or attempted rape or sexual assault allegations that were followed by a resignation or retirement prior to the final discipline or termination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.